And with that, we will move on to our public hearings for the day, and we'll start with LD 1639, which is 1639 is an act to protect the health and welfare of Maine communities and reduce harmful solid waste. And Senator Carney is the sponsor and is here to introduce the bill.
Thank you very much. Good morning, Senator Brenner, Representative Tucker, and esteemed colleagues on the Environment and Natural Resources Committee. As you know, I'm Ann Carney, and I'm pleased to be before the committee today to introduce 1639, an act to protect the health and welfare of Maine communities and reduce harmful solid waste. This bill is critical to preserving the capacity of our state-owned Juniper Ridge landfill and protecting the communities that live in the surrounding area from the harms of toxic out-of-state waste. I want to thank members of Don't Waste Maine and its chairs, Ed Spencer, Bill Lippincott, and Hillary Lister, for their powerful and tireless work on this issue, and also to express appreciation to Sunlight Media Collective for covering and raising awareness. I'll begin with a little bit of background information. In 1989, in order to, quote, protect the health, safety, and welfare of the citizens, enhance and maintain the quality of the environment, conserve natural resources, and prevent air, water, land pollution, the legislature enacted a public law, which was called an Act to Promote Reduction, Recycling, and Integrated Management of Solid Waste and Sound Environmental Regulation. That is a mouthful, but that is the framework. So this law became the basis for our modern solid waste management framework. It included provisions that would give the state more control over how we manage our waste, as well as provisions that would give the state as well as the amount and sources of waste being brought in from neighboring states to be burned and buried here. The law prohibited the development of any new commercial landfill and the disposal of out-of-state waste in state-owned landfills. Moving forward, state-owned landfills could only be used to provide capacity for Maine-generated waste. And interestingly, the statute actually talks about landfill spaces being kind of a very important resource to protect. At the time, the legislature was concerned with the rising amount of trash being brought into Maine from other states, and it wanted to take protective measures to stop Maine from becoming New England's dumping ground. The pressure on Maine to accept out-of-state waste, including construction and demolition debris that contains toxins such as lead, mercury, and arsenic, has continued, and the pressure has even increased as other states adopt measures to protect the environment within their jurisdictions. So we have a loophole. Unfortunately, while the 1989 law created a good framework, the weak definition of Maine-generated waste undermined the protections the legislature sought to create. The system created a loophole that private waste processing facilities can use to circumvent the ban on disposing of out-of-state waste in state-owned landfills. Today, thousands of tons of out-of-state waste ends up in our state-owned Juniper Ridge landfill every year. This practice is both fueling the need for landfill expansion and also threatening nearby communities. Here's how the loophole works. The private waste processing facilities operating in Maine accept thousands of tons of out-of-state waste. They are then free to manage that waste however they would like. In some instances, private processing facilities remove and recycle just a fraction of the total amount of waste they import. After processing, the residual waste is deemed to be Maine-generated waste, and it, despite the fact that it was generated outside of Maine, and it's eligible for disposal in our state-owned Juniper Ridge landfill. Under this system, the Juniper Ridge landfill has become a dumping ground for toxic and harmful out-of-state waste like construction and demolition debris, a form of waste that is known to contain hazardous chemicals. I mentioned earlier mercury, lead, and arsenic. Currently, at least a third of the waste that's going to Juniper Ridge is from outside of Maine. The practice we tried to prevent previously is still occurring. Our neighbors are using Maine as a dumping ground. Only now the landfills are filling up with out-of-state waste. We're funded by taxpayers who wanted to prevent this waste from entering Maine in the first place. Our neighbors are continuing to strengthen their waste regulations. Efforts to protect their own states from toxic waste have actually increased the pressure on Maine's state-owned landfill. Solid waste management companies in states with more protective waste management regulations continue to exploit Maine by sending their unwanted waste here for disposal. Not only is it wrong that Mainers paid for a landfill that has become a refuge for harmful and unwanted out-of-state waste, but this waste is significantly threatening the surrounding environment and those who live in the shadow of the landfill. The toxic out-of-state waste buried at Juniper Ridge threatens the drinking water and environment of nearby communities and sites of historic culture and cultural and spiritual significance for the Penobscot Nation. I believe that the leachate that comes out of the Juniper Ridge landfill is not tested or treated for PFAS. I want to talk a little bit now specifically about 1639. LD 1639 will put an end to this system and protect Mainers from the harm posed by out-of-state waste. The bill amends Maine's waste management law to establish a fair, balanced, and proportional definition of Maine-generated waste in a manner that limits the amount of residual waste these processing facilities can bring in and send to our state-owned landfill. The bill also provides communities most impacted by landfills a greater say in the licensing and expansion of the facilities by adding a consideration of environmental justice to the public benefit determination. Limiting the proportion of out-of-state waste that goes into our state-owned landfill will ensure that our taxpayer-funded resource benefits Mainers. This policy will only impact waste processing facilities that take in more out-of-state waste than in-state waste and that fail to significantly recycle and reduce the waste they process. For these facilities, the bill will put needed pressure on them to better reduce, reuse, and recycle the waste they manage. Facilities that primarily process in-state waste and or reduce the volume of waste before sending it to a landfill are unlikely to be affected. Now is the time to take control over the waste that's being imported into and buried here in Maine. Maine is doing tremendous work to limit the amount of waste we create and to keep toxins out of our landfills and out of our water. The loophole undermines that work. The loophole actually also undermines the policies that the other states in our region have implemented to support recycling and reduce use of landfills in their states. We should all work together regionally to implement laws that increase recycling and protect our environment. Thank you for your time this morning. I urge you to vote ought to pass on LD 1639, and I'm happy to answer your questions.
Thank you, Senator Carney. Are there any initial questions for Senator Carney? All right. Yes, Representative Hanley.